Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and His ways are perfect, and those who follow Him do perfect things as they obey. That's our strength. Our strength is in Him. As we walk, as we do His word, as we go forward in Him, that's why we're strong. The word of God is strong, and He made us to be like Him. We automatically gravitate to the word of God unless we love the world. When the light is shone, when the light of God's way is shone towards people, people have something to compare the evil works of darkness against, and they can see it for what it is. Now, some people will stay in darkness and try to excuse themselves, and they won't. They look for preachers that preach smooth things. They're trying to soothe their conscience because they know they're wrong, and people can be thoroughly deceived and stay in rebellion. But when you come to the light and you learn God's ways, when you study the word of God, you learn that sin is something you can't handle. We were in terrible trouble. We could not go to heaven. We could not get away. We could not live forever. But God loved us, and He had mercy on us, and He died for us so that we could live forever. Now, thanks to Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus, He can legally save every soul. Now, He couldn't save the hybrids, the people, the giants, because they're not completely human. They're an abomination, basically. And they were designed to stop Christ from coming. And they don't want to be saved. They hate God. But those that love God, they're the pure line of Adam, but they have sin. So the sin has to be destroyed. The blood of Jesus did that for us. But we have to walk in righteousness. And we do that by loving God back. We love the word of God. And we receive salvation. We don't earn it. We receive it. If somebody give you a gift, you receive it. And then the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. God gave us the Holy Spirit before we were born. And then there are the gifts of the Spirit. And we walk in the fruits of the Spirit because our spirit man is renewed, made new. And we have to walk in newness of life. Just walk in newness of life. And the Word of God teaches us how. We're not doing it to earn salvation. We're doing it because it's life. We agree with life and we walk in life. And we love God back by loving each other. All this is simple. This is the Word of God. And we have interference. So God gave us authority to deal with the satanic interference. This is our jurisdiction. We have the authority of kings here. And we have the authority of priests here. So we can represent people to God, and we can represent God to people. And we can stop Satan in his tracks whenever we want to. If we see satanic activity, we can shut it down. We can take our neighborhoods back. We can prayer walk our streets. We can prayer walk our streets, and the crime will stop. The murders will stop. People don't know this. We had a wonderful police chief in Birmingham, and my sister remembered when he, and I remember it too, but she watched the news more than me. But he prayer walked some of the areas where they had crime, and the crime went down. He got with preachers and they prayer walked, and the crime went down. I didn't know about prayer walk until I listened to Henry Gruber from 2017. I started listening to Henry Gruber, and that's what he did. That was his assignment for life. The Lord taught him to prayer walk, and he took back territory where blood was spilled. I didn't even know that was possible. So we have authority here as kings and as priests. And we need to use it. And the Lord will help us use it. And when Chief Roper did that, he prayer walked Birmingham and the crime went down. And that was remarkable. He was the best police chief I believe Birmingham ever had, by far. So he got rid of corruption and he knew how to do it. When we follow God, we can go forward and we can do whatever Jesus told us we could do. If you receive salvation and reject the world system in every way, over time you'll be able to do whatever Jesus did. Jesus will be formed in you. But you have to do both things. So many people get saved, but they don't reject the world enough. And they'll stop sinning, but when you reject the ways of the world, those are the Christians that go forward. They get rid of worldly attachments. They learn how to live. Now, there's not much teaching on how to do that, and that's a problem. I found out it's easy. I sought the Lord for this, how to destroy the works of God. You don't have to walk around with Satan's thoughts in your mind. You can take your mind back. You don't have to walk around with bad habits. You can take your habit system back. Everything you got can be blessed by God. The heart, at the new birth, your heart was made new. But you have to renew your mind with the word. And your body, you have to control it. Now, one of the Proverbs said, better is he that can rule his spirit than he that can take a city and subdue a city. Some people can subdue a city, a town, a country, but they're out of control. They can't control their spirit. But Satan controls their spirit. When you control your own spirit, you have to have it renewed. You have to be like God. You have to look to the Lord. See, when you receive salvation, you receive God's likeness. You're like him now. And now you can grow from glory to glory. And when you reject the world, you can live without satanic and worldly interference. But you learn to see things like God does. You learn what God said and you do it. It's as easy as that. And the more you walk in love, the easier it is to reject the world system. The more motivated you are to reject the world for what it is. I'm not talking about just the sin. I'm talking about the deception, the lies, the deceit, the misery, the poverty. Poverty don't just happen. Poverty is not something God used to test us. Poverty comes from disobedience, every way you look at it. If you don't grow and learn, if you don't learn wisdom, you're going to work against yourself. You'll do foolish things and it'll eat up your strength. If you worry, you'll reduce the strength that you already attained. If you're in fear, it'll attach Satan to your life and it'll drive you to darkness. Everything that's of the world does harm. Then there's the laws of sowing and reaping, the way you conduct yourself, the way you order your life. If it's worldly, you're going to have problems, unnecessary problems. Disobedience causes poverty. And some people were born in poverty. Cheating causes poverty. Lying causes poverty. Doing wrong causes poverty. Trusting money causes poverty. You have to trust God, even if you're wealthy. If you trust your money and you don't know how to manage it, and you try to make a God out of your money, then that attaches Satan back to your life, and you'll waste your money, and your money will be somebody else's, and it causes poverty against you. But when you look to the Lord and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the healing works of God work in you, and it causes great wealth, not just financial wealth. Loving other people, according to 1 Peter and the book of 1 John, This will cause all your relationships to heal. It will cause your relationship with God to be very strong. And God will help you manage everything else. He'll help you do it. He won't do it for you. He'll help you be wise. And you'll listen because you have His love in your heart. And if you have something wrong somewhere, the fear of the Lord will rise up. And it will help you because you have love in your heart. You have to have the love of God in you for any of the spiritual manifestations of the Holy Spirit to operate. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. See, the Holy Spirit speaks. He gives us knowledge. He gives us wisdom. He gives us counsel. He gives us might. The fear of the Lord. And He's God. All of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, all seven manifestations, they operate in those who have the love of God in them. So love is very important. The reason people are going to be lost and deceived and crushed by the Antichrist is because they did not have the love of the truth. They didn't receive the love of the truth. And they stayed in their condition, and Satan seduced them and destroyed them. That's what happens in the end. That's what's happening now. That's what always happens against people who allow the world to invade their life. But God gave us the power to take it back. Now, I talk a lot of things. I talk a lot. I teach from my personal experiences, my testimony, what happened to me. But I'm saying these things to inspire you to see God in your situations. You can be inspired by what God did in me, but you have to seek the Lord for your condition. This is why He will give you a tailor-made healing. He'll help you heal personally. It'll be like a tailor-made healing operation in your life. But you have to have the love of God. You have to want it. When the love of God is in you, it alerts you to things that you don't know are there. And the Lord can work with a person. He can give you knowledge and wisdom when you love Him, when you're not trying to hold back, when you're not trying to ignore Him. You have to come to a point that you trust Him. And also, you have to come to a point that you believe Him. And there's a difference between trusting and believing. We trust God because of the past. And we believe God because we love Him. When we believe Him, we take Him at face value without the past. When we trust Him, we believe Him because of the past. And faith is now. A person can operate in faith and not trust God. And we talked about that yesterday. Because trust is the other side of faith. When you receive God's word, you believe Him and you have faith. I'm gonna say that again. When you hear God's word, you receive His word, then you believe it, and then you operate in faith. And you can receive a certain amount of God's word and believe Him and operate in faith and enjoy success. But when God tells you to do something that you don't have His word for, He's telling you to go forward and do something you're not familiar with. A man may live in faith, then he say, move to this city, uproot your family, go to this city, I'm gonna bless you to do something here, a business, a ministry, whatever. And He's giving you guidance. And then that's where the peace is. It'll take you trusting God to do it. But if you say, well, no, I like my house, I like my job, I don't want to move, I got a good situation. Well, either you're going to trust God to do what He said, or you're going to stay put. If you trust God and take Him at His word, you're going to find out what's going to happen as you do trust Him. And you trust Him because of the past. Every time He told you to do something, it worked. So now you have a reason to trust Him, just like Adam did. Adam had a reason to trust God, but he decided to trust what Satan said through the serpent. So God put Adam in the world, in the earth. There was no sin. There was nothing wrong. He could ask whatever he will. He could eat off any tree of the garden. And then he stole to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and life, good and evil. He chose to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He stole something. He sinned against God because he stopped trusting God and started trusting something else. And that's what I'm talking about, getting rid of the things that you trust from the world system that we shouldn't trust. We shouldn't trust our fears. We shouldn't trust our worries. We shouldn't trust the worst case scenario. We shouldn't trust our success. We shouldn't trust what we've accomplished. All of our focus trust should always be on the Lord, and all these things will do what it's supposed to do at that point. You shouldn't trust disaster. You shouldn't trust your past. You shouldn't trust your misery. You know, you'll be surprised. People do trust their misery. They trust their condition. They're afraid to hope because they trust something. You know, when the word of God is spoken, their trust for the wrong things consumes them, and they can't see themselves without it. They think that they're going to have that problem forever, and that's not the case. A healthy study of the Word of God will give you all you need, a tailor-made healing process. And, you know, the Holy Spirit relating you. If you fill your heart with the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will help you attain the understanding you need to cure your problem. You got to kill it. God's not going to do it for you. I know he can send a preacher with a strong anointing and break a yoke, but that's like a boost. You can't live by a preacher coming along and breaking all your yokes for you. You're going to have to one day believe the word of God like everybody else. And when you need a boost, he'll give you one, because he's good that way. But you got to understand, you got to seek the word of God and do it. And you got to trust God, and you got to believe God. Abraham believed God. He went to another country. He left his country, his kindred, and his father's house, and went to a land that he didn't know. He believed God. He didn't trust God. He believed him. He took him at his word, which is even better than trust. He had no reference. That had nothing on that of that magnitude had ever happened. He never saw anybody do something like that. And when you're in faith and you're a pioneer, you believe in God. You don't have a reference for what's going to happen. And when you trust God, it's going to be greater than what you can ever expect. And we want God to use us and bless us. This is the way to do it. Just operate according to the love of God. And I love what God is doing in his people. He loves us. That's why he does. He already know he's going to be good. I know he's going to be good. So he's going to be good. No matter the time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. You cannot fail following God. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord, our King, our wonderful Savior, and our friend.